Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I'm asking now by faith that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I need your attention on the screen right here. Let's go here right now. And I've entitled this evening's message, Stand Fast with God. Stand fast with God. And we are in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're going to do our best to expound verses 6 through 17. And so, are we ready? Let's go. Hallelujah. By the grace of God. Thank you, God. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all powers, signs, and lying wonders. Wow. Verse 10. And with all unrighteousness, deception, among those who perish, because they did not what? Receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15 through 17. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. This is where I got our message tonight. Stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by the grace of God, hallelujah, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Praise God. Praise God. What a blessing, huh? What a blessing to know that you and I, we have been chosen before the foundation of the world. God spoke this world into existence already having you and I in his mind. Wow. That's right. Before we were even pushed out through our mother's womb, God chose you and I. And God also does not allow us to go through the wrath of God. So this lets us know that right before the lawlessness one comes on the scene, I truly believe God is going to remove his church, because the Bible says we're not appointed unto wrath. So let's break this down line by line, precept upon precept, and let's allow the Holy Spirit to have its way. Amen. So let's go back to the Word of God in verse 6 and 7. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Did you catch that? It's already at work. He who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Praise God. Praise God. You see, my friends, in the present world, the world of the Thessalonians and the world today, two simultaneous events are happening. First, this lawlessness is already at work. And it's been at work for thousands of years now, that men and women have experienced lawlessness in society. Look at what's taking place right now just in our society. Just recently, last year, we had riots in almost every city. I never thought that they would be looting and rioting in La Mesa. And yet, it was all over the place. So that spirit of lawlessness is already here. What's not here is the man of lawlessness who will be revealed shortly. I really believe the signs are showing us that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is soon. Soon and soon and very soon, praise God. So we can clearly see that the signs of lawlessness are here at work, praise God. Now, the work that the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, will do is already going on. All right, secret means something hidden behind the scenes, but something God will reveal, praise God. Lawlessness is the hidden, subtle, underlying force from which all sin springs from. And secondly, saints of God, even though this power is working, so is the one who is holding it back. Praise God. Praise God. You see, my friends, civilization has a modicum, a decency through law enforcement, education, science, and reason. And all those things of God, we are basically horrified by criminal acts that we see in this world today. The world has yet to see the real horror of complete lawlessness. I don't know if your grandparents or maybe your great-grandparents were in that generation of the Holocaust. Well, if you've been to Israel and if you've gone and seen the Holocaust Museum, oh my gosh, there was millions of dead bodies everywhere that the Germans killed. Now, many thought that Hitler was that lawless man. Well, he committed lawlessness, but he was not the man just yet. Not just yet. This one is going to dominate the world, and he's going to be filled with Satan himself. And so, my friends, this will happen when the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. And we're going to see in Scripture who that is. Who or what holds back the man of lawlessness? What is it? It seems that the Thessalonians knew the answer, you know, from Paul's teaching. From his previous teaching, he taught this throughout. So Paul referred to it here, but did not repeat it. And so many commentators have considered three possibilities for the identity of the restrainer. Let's look at the first possibility right here. Let's look at this. Government and law, which help to curb evil. Praise God. Praise God for government. God instituted government. Thank God that you can still call the police and they'll come to your door if lawlessness or someone broke in your house or broke into your car. Oh, yes. Number two, the ministry and activity of the church and the effects of the good news. The good news is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. The good news is still saving souls. Let me just pause right here for a moment. The preaching of the word of God to those who live in lawlessness brings conviction. And once conviction comes upon a sinner, God does the supernatural work. God will put their sin before them and allow them to see their sin for what it is. And God is the one that gives a heart to repent, a mind to be saved. And all we have to do is plant the word of God, preach and teach, be the light of the world. Hallelujah. Allow men and women, friends and family members, co-workers, students, peers to see your life, that you're walking in the grace of God, in the knowledge of God, born again from above, hallelujah, repented of our sins, hallelujah, washed in the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. That's right. And now we are heaven bound, and now there's a hell to shun. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. But only God has done that work. And this is our message to the world, that the world through Christ can be saved if they only repent and turn toward Him. The Bible says, unless a soul repents, they will have no salvation. We have to repent, and God will show you the sin. But there are many people who reject the truth. They reject the love of God. They don't care of their lawless deeds that they're doing. And so we need to pray for them. The church needs to pray and fast and seek His face, that they would turn from their wicked ways. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Let's look at our third point right here. Look at this. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is restraining. Oh, I truly believe that without a shadow of a doubt, saints of God. You see, saints, the Bible is not clear on the identity of this restrainer, only that He will not restrain forever. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed and will do this evil work of his. Oh, that's right. So I asked this question right up here. Look at this. Why will God allow this evil man to act with unrestrained wickedness? You ever ask that? Because I read the scriptures. I read Revelation. I read Thessalonians. I read all them. And why would God do that? My friends, it's simple. It's to show people and the nations their own sinfulness, and to show them by bitter experience the true alternative to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. People totally without God cannot act any better, and they act like vicious animals without the love of God, without God restraining their own hearts. This is why we need Jesus. I know for a fact, when I got saved at the age of 30, my BC years, meaning before Christ, it was awful. It was lawlessness. But when God got a hold of my heart, He changed me from the inside out. He gave me a mind to be saved. He gave me a heart to repent. Hallelujah. He gave me a mouth to worship and praise Him. He gave me a life filled with His light that men and women can see Christ, the living God, in me, and many of you the same way. When people look at you, they should see Christ, the hope of glory living inside, that they would ask, that they would want what you have, hallelujah, that they too would have an opportunity to turn from their wicked ways. Praise God, praise God. Let's look at now verse 8. Let's go back to the Word of God. And then the lawless one will be revealed, from whom the Lord will consume with the breath of His mouth and destroy with the brightness of His coming. Wow, wow, that's what God's going to do, saints of God. Oh, that's right. He's going to destroy with the breath of His mouth. Saints, after the one who restrains rampant evil is removed, then the man of lawlessness will be revealed. For a period of time, he will have great power and he will act with notorious evil. And just as this man of lawlessness will be revealed in God's timing, however, saints of God, so he will also be destroyed. Praise God. He's not allowed to be on this earth a long time. Why? Because he would destroy all mankind. Why? Because Satan hates God's creation. And we are created in the image and likeness of God. And so there will be an end to this man's evil. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? And indeed, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, He will consume the Antichrist with the breath of His mouth. And this picture comes from Isaiah. Let's look at the Word of God right here. Look at what Isaiah says. He will rule against the wicked and destroy them with the breath of His mouth. Praise God. Praise God. You see, the Old Testament prophets saw clearly what would take place in the future, in the generation that we live in. I truly believe that this next Feast of Trumpets coming around in the year 2022. It's going to be a brand new Shemitah year, a brand new seven-year cycle. And many Messianic scholars believe that's the possibility of the tribulation to begin. So all I'm saying is get your house in order, get your life right before God, and then allow God to do what He's going to do. Can I get an amen? We're seeing the birth pains. We're seeing things happen in this world. We're seeing all these new various types of viruses coming, this Omicron now. We're seeing all these things that God said in the last days that we would see them. Hallelujah. We're seeing earthquakes. We're seeing, and they're in diverse places, meaning many areas, volcanoes erupting. We're seeing the pestilence, the viruses and the plagues all over the world. We're seeing famine. We're seeing all these things. We're seeing apostasy, people leaving church. Well, this virus that just hit us a year ago or so has derailed the church. Many have not even come back to church. Wow. Saints, we are in the days that Jesus said in the book of Matthew that we would see these days. This is why God is allowing us, by the grace of God, to understand that this man of lawlessness will be revealed soon. But guess what? The good news is we're going to be taken out of here. Praise God. Praise God. So saints, no matter how powerful this evil man may become, he is no more than a flame to be blown out by the breath of the Lord. Hallelujah. A further picture is seen in the description that the man of lawlessness will be destroyed by the splendor of Christ coming. And as a mere breath renders the Antichrist powerless, so the very appearance of Christ on the scene will ruin him. Praise God. Praise God. Let's move on now to verse 9 and 10. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Verse 10. With all unrighteous deception. Look at this. Among those who perish, because they do not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This is clear, saints of God. This is so clear, saints, that not everyone is going to be saved. We just read that right there. Because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might not be saved. Wow. This is why we need to be about our Father's business. So, saints of God, this verse answers the question that might have been plaguing the Thessalonians and even modern readers. Hallelujah. So I ask this question right here. Look at this. How will this one man become so powerful? How will he become so powerful? Look at this. How will he attain such notoriety and loyalty from the masses? My goodness. Because the world's going to worship him. They're going to adore him. My goodness. The answer is that this man will be Satan's tool. He will come to do the work of Satan with the counterfeit power and signs and miracles. Jesus had warned us. Look at what he had warned us right here in the Word of God. False messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great miraculous signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. Wow. Wow, that's found in Matthew 24:24. My friends. Jesus let us know ahead of time that there are false messiahs and false prophets. Be careful when you go to a outreach that says prophets are here. Be careful. Test the spirits. See whether they're of God, the Bible says. And so, saints, even if the numerous antichrists will have extraordinary powers, this one will be filled with Satan's power. And he will do signs that are even more extraordinary. Oh, that's right. Look what God's word says right here in 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour, as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that is the last hour. And so, my friends, there are many that have come. Mussolini, that's right. Many. Hitler. Look at what Obama did. Obama allowed all the states in the union to marry same-sex marriage. These are all abominations, and they're all a type of antichrist. So we just read in the Word, there are many throughout the years, many types of antichrist. But while Jesus, saints of God, and his followers did miracles of compassion for the purpose of bringing glory to God, the Antichrist will do miracles characterized by evil and deceit for the purpose of bringing glory to himself. Oh, that's right. That's right. Let's look what the book of Revelation says about this. Look at this. In Revelation 13 through 14 says, he performs great signs so that even, look at this, for he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he has granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Wow. Wow. Do you see all that, saints of God? Look what it says in Revelation 16. Look at this. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. My goodness, my goodness. And look what it says in Revelation 19:20. Look at this. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. These two were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Wow. Well, saints of God, God has this all under control. There's nothing that you and I have to worry. But what we see is a prelude. What we see with this mandate of vaccinations that the government and the world is trying to mandate people to do, that is a sign of what's to come. That's right. They're preparing the masses to take these mandates. Why? Because when the lawlessness one comes, this beast will basically have the full power by the enemy himself, by the devil himself, to have everyone take the mark of the beast. You see, the mark of the beast, it's either going to be on the hand or the forehead. And without that, no one can buy any food and sell anything. Everything has to be done with that type of, we believe it's an electronic type of chip. And this is why they're preparing the masses right now. So, my friends, we have to be about our Father's business. God is allowing us to see these things that are a prelude of the lawlessness one to come. Wow. Wow, saints of God. It will be this power that will fool those who are on their way to destruction. Those who refuse to believe the truth that would save them. Oh, that's right. Saints, but true Christians will stand firm. Why? Because they understand what is happening and will not be turned away. Praise God. The statement that they refused the truth shows that at that point in time, God's offer of salvation will be available, but yet they will still reject the grace of God. You see, my friends, the evil let loose upon the world will be used by God as a last chance for many. And the choice will be crystal clear, because the Antichrist will have taken over every other religion. The only two options will be to worship Christ or to worship the Antichrist. You see, my friends, the unbelievers in the world will be so enamored of this powerful person that they will choose to follow him away from God and right into eternal death. My goodness, my goodness. So let's move on to verse 11 and 12. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let me just say this. There are people right now that are duped, and God has sent them a delusion to believe a lie. You see, after a while, a person whose heart is hardened against God, against the things of God, then God says in his word, you know what they become? They become a reprobate. Meaning God has turned them over to their lust. God has turned them over to their own destruction. They chose to go that direction. And time and time and time and time, many have come and given them the good news of grace, and yet they refuse it. So those who make the choice to follow the Antichrist will be confirmed in that choice by God, who will send great deception upon them, and they will believe all these lies. They will continue to be deceived further and further beyond simple believing the delusion, actively forewarning its cost. Against the choice is made clear over against the truth of God, the gospel, and they would rather believe the lie of the devil. Wow. Wow. The truth that God is God versus the lie that the Antichrist is God. No, he's not. Hallelujah. He's just a man filled with the devil, this lawless one that's coming. And that God sends this delusion shows his sovereignty in this entire event. Sovereignty meaning God allowed all this to take place. Why? To give human beings a choice. Thank God he didn't make us like robots. He gave us a mind to choose. Choose life or choose death. Hallelujah, saints of God. And at no point will God be out of control. Even as Satan unleashes his power through the Antichrist, God's sovereignty is displayed in many, many ways. Look at this. Look at this. In Revelation 17:17, for God has put a plan into their minds, a plan that would carry out his purposes, God's purposes, that they will mutually agree to give their authority to the scarlet beast. And so the words of God will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God already knows those who are going to choose destruction. My goodness. So, saints, God will use the people's rebellion as a judgment against them. By their own free will, they will choose to rebel. As condemnation on their sin, God will harden their hearts in unbelief. What do you mean, preacher? Oh, that's right. Did you know that God can harden people's hearts who live in a lie, who no longer wants truth, who rejects the grace of God? The book of Romans is clear. Look what God's word says right here. Therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens. Wow. Wow. That's right. See, this was taken out of the context, saints of God, when Pharaoh, after he saw all the plagues, he was still not convinced. So God hardened his heart even more to hate Moses and the things of God. And finally, that man came to destruction. And saints of God, many that we know will be destroyed if they go that direction. If they take the choice and they take the path of a lie, there's nothing else you and I can do but pray for them. But we know what the end game is. We know what the outcome will be. And the outcome will be destruction for them. This is why this is the opportunity for you and I to show them the love of God, to preach and teach truth, to instill righteousness, hallelujah, to demonstrate the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, that they would have an opportunity to repent as well. And so, my friends, the result of the choice for believing the lie is that they will be condemned. The path toward condemnation is downhill and very slippery. It begins with fascination with evil and leads to the acceptance of the lie and simultaneously rejection of the truth. Powerful delusions that will lead one deeper into so much evil. And then it will be accepted by them and even enjoyed. At that point, people's hearts are hardened against God and his word, and for they do not feel the need for God. Why? Because they're wallowing in their sin. And one of the most devastating things right now, we think it's drugs and alcohol. You know, I'll tell you what's the most devastating right now thing that has captured this generation is pornography. Guard your hearts from it. And when you get tempted, cry out to God. Say, no. Oh, God, help me. Don't put my eyes on that evil thing. That's right. And God will help you. God will strengthen you. But you got to come to him. You got to cry out to him. And God will help you. He will save you. He will deliver you. Praise God. Let's move on to our next verse of scripture, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification. Praise God. By the Spirit and belief in the truth. Man, aren't you so blessed, saints of God, that you and I have been chosen before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Saints, once again, Paul and his companions paused to thank God for what he had done and was continuing to do through the believers in Thessalonica. And guess what? God is still working in your life and my life as well. Hallelujah. Why? Because we've been chosen by God. Thank you. As I alluded to earlier, he knew us before we were conceived in our mother's womb. So in contrast, saints of God, to people who will rebel against God and face eternal destruction, those who believe have a glorious future with God. God chose the Thessalonian believers no differently than how he chose us to have this beautiful salvation experience. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And they were among the early believers, the Thessalonians. Hallelujah. And they had been chosen by God for that special privilege, no differently than you and I. Hallelujah. Paul consistently taught that salvation begins and ends with God. The Thessalonian believers had been chosen by God from the beginning. Present and future persecution and suffering should not lead to panic. Instead, believers should stand firm. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let's move on to verse 14. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's call came to these Thessalonians through his human emissaries, Paul and his companions. God worked through Paul, Silas, and Timothy, and others who brought the good news to the Thessalonians so that they could share in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, my friends, the Thessalonians were facing persecution for their faith. Paul had just finished describing a time on this earth, even more intense persecution. There was no doubt about the outcome. Those who believe would share in Christ's glory when He comes to restore justice on this earth. How many can't wait for that day? I can't wait. Hallelujah. As well. Let's turn now to verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. This is where I got the message. Stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Praise God. Praise God. That's right. Saints, Paul knew that the Thessalonians would face pressure from persecutions, false teachers, worldliness, and apathy. They would be tempted to waver from the truth and even to leave the faith. And with all these things in mind, Paul urged them to stand firm and to keep a strong grip on everything that Paul and his companions had taught them. The Thessalonians had received much teaching in person, and they had Paul's letters. They would need to hold on to the truth that they had been taught. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? God made a way. God made a way. God made a way for them, and God has made a way for you and I. Let's move on to the next verse. Now, verse 16 and 17, as we come in for a close. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and our God and Father, who has loved us, given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. That's what God is requiring of us, saints of God. That's what He is requiring you and I, is to do the work of the ministry, to do the work. And through His special favor, God in Christ gave the believers everlasting comfort and good hope. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Oh, yes. Christianity is not a faith of questions and worries. It's not a faith in which believers must wait until the end to see if they will make it. Instead, believers are given hope and encouragement of the certainty of God's promises. Praise God. It always helps, however, to pray for believers everywhere, especially those facing persecution for their faith, that God would comfort them and give them strength to continue to do the work of God. Praise God. And so, my friends, did you know that Jesus is soon to come? He's going to come in the clouds. And listen, I truly believe when God removes us from this earth, the lawless one will appear. I believe He's here already, being groomed for that day, for that moment. It's any time now. Saints, be ready. Be ready to be taken out of this earth. Hallelujah. And to be with Jesus forevermore. That's right. Because Paul, later on, we saw this earlier, that Jesus was going to come and take us away. I have scripture to prove that right now. Let's go there right now. Look at this. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrows others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. Look at this. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself, say that with me at home, for the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up together to be with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed that God has made a way to prepare the bride? We are the bride. Hallelujah. And He is the bridegroom. And He's coming for us. Praise God. And He's going to just take us away. And we'll be with Him forevermore. And so the greatest miracle that's going to take place is the rapture of the church. Oh, yes. And you know what the world's going to think? What took place? They're going to think, oh, the aliens came and got them. They're going to rather believe a lie. But Jesus is going to take you and I away. You see, this body that we live in can't go into heaven, our soul and spirit. And God's going to reunite us with a brand new body, tailor-made for you, tailor-made for me. I can't wait. Praise God. It's going to be a body that will live forever. Just imagine, never diseased. Cancer, diabetes, all these things that plague us will be gone. We will never grow old. We will be forever preserved in His presence for throughout eternity. Praise God. So this is what must take place. Let's look at this right here. In 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 54, it says in verse 50, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed." Look at this. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Man, look what God's going to do for those that love Him. I'm asking this question. Those of you that maybe just logged on, maybe you were searching on a Google search and you typed in amazing and our website came up and now you're listening to this message. Maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says to repent. To repent. Turn from our wicked ways. I had to turn from my wicked ways or I wouldn't be here today. But turn from your wicked ways. Confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ that you have sinned before a holy God. And He will do the miraculous. He'll give you a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. He will wash you in the blood of the Lamb, His blood that He sacrificed on the cross for you. And then He will fill you with His Spirit and give you eternal life. Wow, what a deal. But if you haven't giving your heart to Jesus, and those things that I just said have not yet taken place, don't let this happen to you. Let's take a look at this.
Jesus Christ is coming back for His church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or He might come next week, or He could even come...
Wow, my friends, I'm always asking that question. I'm always asking myself, am I ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready to be raptured out of here? Or do you want to be left behind like these folks in this demonstration? I love that little video clip. It's a reminder that God's grace is sufficient, that God will see us through. And so I'm going to give you this opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And 2,000 years ago, the apostles who were in the upper room, when the Holy Spirit came in and changed their hearts, the one that ran from Jesus Christ three times and denied Him was the first one down the steps in the upper room, filled with the Holy Spirit. And he preached his first sermon, and 3,000 souls got saved. What was that sermon? It's these scriptures right here. Look at this. "Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins." That means forgiveness of sins. "And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call." Wow. That's it right there, my friends. That's it right there. Praise God. Praise God. That's it. All you have to do is repent. Repent. Repent before a holy God. That's right. Praise God. Let's go now to full screen here, because I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. If you've never given your heart to the Lord, I'm going to ask those who are logged on, the Amazing Grace family, to pray this prayer to help you through this, and that you would receive Jesus by faith. So I'm going to ask those who have never received Christ to bow your heart and your head with me and to cry out to God with this simple prayer and come by faith. Don't try to explain it. Don't try to figure it out. Just move in faith and ask God to save you. And so the Amazing Grace family is going to pray this prayer with me for you. So bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory in the house. Somebody just gave their heart to the Lord Jesus. Someone just got saved. Listen, down below is our website. Won't you log on? Reach out to us. That's right. Our phone number's there. What we love to do is pray for you, give you a Bible, and direct you to a good church that will teach and preach the unadulterated Word of God. And so I am so mighty thankful for this evening. I hope God spoke to you regarding on the events that will happen real soon as we go through the book of 2 Thessalonians. And also, I just want to give a great shout out to those who have contributed to our ministry. Down below, right there, you can see, if you never contributed to our ministry, donations are deeply appreciated. And so, my friends, it's time to sign off, and we thank and praise God for each and every one of you who have tuned in this evening on our book, chapter, and verse Wednesday night Bible study. And so on behalf of Sister Yolanda and the Amazing Grace family, we want to leave you this benediction, and it goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friends, God bless you. We love you. We hope to see you this Sunday morning at 10:30. And by the way, at the end of our service, we're going to be celebrating my birthday. So come on and have some pizza, whatever we're going to have there. And I'm looking for a glorious and marvelous Sunday morning once again. And so we're located at 5305 Sweetwater Road in beautiful Bonita, California. We hope to see you at 10:30 a.m. this Sunday. God bless you, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.